It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. We appreciate the opportunity. And of course, we count it a great blessing to be with you by means of radio, to share with you the wonderful message from God's Word that God does love you. And He proved that love by giving His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and die on an old rugged cross, shedding His blood to buy salvation for us. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10 today. That's Hebrews chapter 10. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Crown College Choir from Powell, Tennessee. The first song that they're going to sing for us is a medley titled The Blood.
Blood.
Hebrews put it this way in Hebrews chapter number 9, verse number 22, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission." We know that the Old Testament sacrifices, those animal sacrifices, had to have blood shed in order for the covering of sin for a year. But what about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? He shed his blood so that we might have salvation, to purchase salvation, so we could have remission of sins. Listen to the way John writes it in 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 7. In the last part of the verse, it says, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." When Christ died on the cross, it was for our sins, so that he could pay the price to have salvation given to us when we ask Jesus to be our Savior. His salvation, the blood of Jesus Christ, is the only way that we can see the Father. No longer are the Old Testament sacrifices even accepted by God. Since Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again, the truth of John 14:6 is evidently seen as Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Only by the blood of Jesus Christ can we have salvation. Jesus died in our place, shedding his blood so that we might have everlasting life. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you've not received this gift of salvation, and you would like to have someone show you the verses that point to the fact that salvation was bought for you and is a gift to you, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what Jesus Christ did to buy salvation so that you can have everlasting life. My number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to come to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Our Sunday school starts at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services. And unless you're providentially hindered and can't be with us until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Now, I do want to remind you of something. A week from today, we'll be starting revival with Evangelist T.A. Lester. He'll be with us all day on Sunday for our Sunday school morning service and evening service, and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 p.m. each night. So please be with us not only this week for our church services, but also next week for our special revival services with Evangelist T.A. Lester. We have a website. If you would like to go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, that's all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift of salvation that God offers, and also how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will bring up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into Hebrews chapter number 10 today, let's listen to another song by the Crown College Choir from Powell, Tennessee. They're going to sing for us another medley. This is a medley dealing with our wonderful Savior.
this question, who am I?
Jesus shed his blood. Was that blood shed to bring remission to the good people of the world? Here's what Paul said to make sure that there was no misunderstanding of Jesus being Savior. In Romans chapter number 5, starting with verse number 6, "For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." We find here that Jesus died for the ungodly. He didn't die for the righteous man. He didn't die for the good man. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, what a Savior that Jesus would shed his blood. But oh, what a Savior that Jesus should shed his blood for even me. And for all of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, every day we're continually reminded that the God who was faithful to save us is the God that is faithful to us every day after we're saved. Listen to this last song by the Crown College Choir from Powell, Tennessee. The name of this song is "He's Been Faithful to Me."
Thank you. was impossible, I see my God through. He's been faithful to me. Looking back, His love and mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned,
is faithful to save all those who receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. But the Lord is also faithful to those that He saves. And listen to what Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter number 2, starting with verse number 11. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with Him, we shall also live with Him. Now that's salvation. If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. That's sanctification. In verse number 12, we find that there are rewards for those who live for the Lord. Even in suffering, there will be rewards that they get because of living for the Lord. But notice here, last part of verse number 12, if we deny Him, He also will deny us. This does not have to do with salvation, because we are given everlasting life when we get saved. Remember, verse number 12 is dealing with sanctification, living for Him, and getting rewards. If you don't live for the Lord after you get saved, He will deny the rewards. You can go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 and find out that there will be some who will receive no rewards, and they will lose everything they could have in the reward category because they didn't live for the Lord. They're still saved, but that's all that they have is their salvation. Now remember, salvation is all you need to get to heaven. But if Jesus has done so much for you, shouldn't you live for the Lord to suffer for him because of what he did for you, giving your body as a living sacrifice? Of course, the obvious answer is yes, but in verse number 13, we find this: if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. When a child of God came to the Lord Jesus Christ to accept him as personal Savior, this child of God has everlasting life. It cannot be taken away from him, because even though he asked for it, it is God that brings salvation to the lost person. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross, shedding his blood to wash away all sin. It is the Holy Spirit that indwells that believer once he accepts Christ as Savior, and indwells that believer and seals that believer unto the day of the redemption of the body. God cannot deny himself. Once you are saved, you are saved for all eternity. He is faithful. And this faithfulness goes beyond just salvation. This faithfulness deals also with our daily walk for the Lord. He is faithful to give us what we need to live for the Lord. He is faithful to chasten us when we get out of God's will. He is faithful to reward us and to bless us. He is faithful to watch over us. He is faithful to love us. He's faithful to take care of us, because he has promised, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." He is faithful. And the reason for this faithfulness we find as we turn to Hebrews chapter 10 is we see that there is a salvation that is perfect. The Lord Jesus Christ, who offers himself as a sacrifice for us, his sacrifice was perfect. He is also the perfect high priest after the order of Melchizedek. So when we get towards the middle of chapter number 10, where it says in verse number 19, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God," verse number 22, "let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith." Verse number 23 says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith." Verse number 24 says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." Verse number 25 talks about the reasoning for being faithful to church. We are to be faithful to church not only because God has commanded us to be faithful, but we need to be faithful to church because that's where we can minister to those who meet at church. Notice as we go through the next few verses, we find that there were those who were chastened severely because of their negligence for the things of God. Verse number 29, "Of how much sore punishment suppose ye that he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace?" We found in earlier chapters where knowing the will of God and then turning back from the will of God, after you've tasted of the goodness of God, it is impossible to get back to where you were in the will of God if you leave that perfect will of God. You decide, "I'm going to leave God's will and do something else that I want to do," and come back to God's will later. You'll not be able to get back up to the place that God would have for you. And the reasoning is that when you get out of God's will, you hurt your testimony. And when your testimony is hurt, then it's hard to reclaim that testimony. That's why the warning is so clear, that we need to be faithful to the Lord because of his faithfulness to us. In verse number 29, what a picture is painted for us of a Christian who would step out of God's will and not serve the Lord, to say no to Jesus' will as if you were walking over him to do your will. What type of chastening should you have if you can't fulfill the will that God has so lovingly brought to you through salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, praise God for mercy, and I know there's forgiveness, but there's also consequences for us leaving the will of God to go after our own will, and we need to be careful, because when we leave the will of God to pursue what we want and we do it in rebellion, we tread underfoot the Son of God. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, let me remind you that you have an obligation to serve the Lord because of all that He's done for you. Think about this. This is your reasonable service, the way that you say thank you to the Lord by giving yourself to the Lord. Don't risk losing your testimony so that you can follow after your own will over God's will. And my friend, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please let me remind you that Jesus died so that you could have everlasting life. If you know that you're a sinner, confess that you're a sinner to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sin and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and call on Him to save you. And if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."